Today, we're looking at a hot new company in the disc golf business, Finish Line Discs. We're testing out three of their discs, and we're going to give you our honest opinion on them and if they are right for you or not. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. I am your host, Quentin Ferris, and I want to start this off by letting you know this episode is brought to you by Upper Park Disc Golf. Head over to Upper Park Disc Golf, use promo code CLINKERS10 at checkout, save yourself 10%. They've got some awesome new shift bags where you're getting a custom design on them, and they look really, really good. So definitely go check that out. Save your 10% on the best disc golf bags in the game. Today we are looking, like I said at the beginning, at Finish Line Discs. We're going to be looking at the Era, the Torque, and the Supra, and we're going to be deciding if these discs should make your bag or not. I threw all three of these pretty extensively out of the box, and I'm going to give my honest opinions on them, on if I like them or don't like them, and I'm going to talk about a disc that I happen to also be throwing that I think might be a better option, possibly. We'll have to talk about it. So what is Finish Line Discs? If you just go to their website, you don't have a whole lot on the about. It says Finish Line Discs is owned by professional disc golfer Drew Gibson and distributed by Infinite Discs. Their discs are designed and manufactured in the United States of America with a focus on providing the absolute best discs in all of disc golf. That is a pretty weak about us, if I'm being perfectly honest. Not the most detail behind why they are the best or how they're made, just that they're infinite. And so when we look at their plastic type, they have forged plastic, which is their initial release of the Era, Supra, and Pace were in forged. This plastic combines a number of premium polymers to forge a plastic with next level durability, consistency, and beauty, designed to withstand the most extreme levels of use. So that tells me that if you're getting a forged disc from Finish Line, it is not going to beat in a lot, and it's going to stick to however it throws initially. The next plastic is composite. This is stiffer, a stiffer translucent blend available in bright, brilliant colors. Composite plastic has a tendency to be more overstable than equivalent discs in forged plastic. So those are the two plastics that they have. Let's just keep looking at their website. I wasn't really intending on looking at anything else, but okay, so this is just their team. Let's see how many discs exactly they have. I know I tried out three. I think there are a few more. So the Daytona overstable distance driver, interval coming soon. The Era, we tried that. We've got the Rally. We did not touch that one. We did touch the Torque and we touched the Supra. And they have the Pace for the putter. So, I guess I have one more, James Proctor Pace. Okay, so not a lot of discs, relatively new company. Their website looks good, but it doesn't really have a lot of information. Even if you were going to go buy one of these discs, I would personally go and buy from otbdiscs.com, who is helping bring this episode to you guys. otbdiscs.com is the best destination to buy discs. They give you the flight numbers, a great price. You're going to see what color the disc is, what the stamp looks like. You're going to get a weight, a scaled weight, a flatness rating, and stiffness rating. And to me, all of these discs seem to be pretty stiff, and for the most part flat. I didn't think any of them were bored flat, so I would probably give them like a 4, and I would say maybe a 5 or 6 on the stiffness rating myself. But I think this is such a fantastic place, and we love working with OTB Discs. And so if you want to buy anything from OTB Discs, you can use promo code CLINKERS at checkout to get free shipping. And who doesn't like free shipping? So let's talk a little bit about these discs, and we're going to start with the Era. and this is what OTB Discs says about the era. Its flight numbers are 10, 5, negative 1, and 1.5 for the fade. So this is the first discs in Drew Gibson's Finish Line Discs. The Composite Era is a great feeling disc that is between distance driver and a fairway driver. This is a disc that can be thrown hard and has enough stability not to turn and burn, but it has enough turn for newer players. This disc is a great feel and plastic feels great. My first reaction, I don't agree with that a lot. I did not see any turn out of this disc. You had to really crank on the era to get any kind of turn. It was so unbelievably stable out of the box. Maybe it's just this run, I'm not entirely sure, but A, the stamp on it doesn't have the right flight numbers, and B, that's not the biggest deal in the world, but B, this disc was so unbelievably overstable. Even when I throw it on Extreme, Anheuser is still fighting out relatively quickly. I do not see how any new players or players under 900 rated could throw this disc and get turn and burn. I mean, you would have to throw it into the ground to get that. This disc was so unbelievably overstable. Now, the positive is if you want a disc that's going to be super overstable, then maybe this is for you. I don't think it's going to beat in super well over time. I feel like this company in particular, just from reading about them and throwing a little bit with them, is that they're not going to beat in a lot. What you're getting out of the box is mainly what you're just going to be getting. The next disc that we looked at was the Torque, and we have this in the forged plastic. And according to OTB, they said that the Torque from Finish Line Discs is an overstable fairway driver that is perfect for controlled shots, where distance control is important, similar to the Eagle X from Innova. The Torque is great for both forehands and backhands, where stability is important, perfect for headwinds. This mold can be ripped into a headwind without fear of it flipping. This is a disc that Drew Gibson has been throwing, and it is perfectly suited for power players like him. For newer players, this will be a great overstable disc to attack the green and navigate fairways. It is a disc that is easy to throw flex shots in pure hyzers. When you look at the flight numbers, it's coming in at 8402.5 for the fade. So this is overstable, and I would agree that this is a good disc to throw into a headwind. I can definitely understand that for sure. But for me, again, I just wasn't really loving it. I think out of the box, it is so unbelievably stable that if you're not throwing it into a headwind, I'm not really sure why you're throwing it. Again, I'm looking at this from the perspective of if you're 900 rated or below, does this disc actually help you? I think the answer is no. We can talk about it a little bit more, but to me, I don't like how this fits in my hand. The rim is just, it's very hard, and it's a very quick decline in angle of the rim, and it just doesn't fit my hand very well. Now, for forehand, I can kind of see it, but again, I don't know. Just, it doesn't fit in my hand very well. Maybe it fits in your hand well, but when I was throwing this, I was feeling like I was throwing it relatively as far as the era, and it just wasn't really doing it for me. Nothing about throwing this disc had me excited to be like, oh yes, this is something I have to put in my bag. Now, if I'm going out and I know it's going to be a very heavy headwind day or a heavy wind day, maybe this is something that I would put in my bag because I know it is stable and I know I can trust it. You're not getting any flip out of it. So it does have its advantage that it is going to be good in the wind, and a lot of my test was in a headwind today. But overall, I just wasn't leaving throwing this disc feeling super excited about it and like, this can be a workhorse for me. I can use this a lot. And I feel like in other videos and other discs trying out, I feel like I could use said disc a lot. Now, I know the last one we talked about was the Drift. And for that disc in particular, I feel like I would use that a lot more than this Torque in the era. So far, to me, both of those discs, you're throwing extreme hyzers with them, or you're really going into a headwind because there's so much stability, which really threw me a surprise for this Supra. I was expecting the same thing. Its flight numbers are 5501. And according to otbdiscs.com, Drew Gibson is known for bombs in slow with slow discs, particularly mid-rangers. This mold is perfect to handle power, yet stays straight at most speeds. This is a disc that can be used for tons of shots by players of many different skill levels. From pros like Drew Gibson himself all the way to newer players, think of the Supra as a shorter flying era that can shred the tightest of fairways. So, to me, I felt like maybe I was just throwing it very poorly then based on that description and the flight numbers. But to me, I just felt like I kept turning and burning this disc. This Supra, this mid-range, I felt like that is what I was really putting into the ground. I wasn't getting a lot of stability out of it, even when I was throwing it more off camera. And I was trying to just not put as much on it. When I put less on it, that's when I would get a little bit of straighter to overstable flight, but I obviously wasn't getting it to go as far. So for me, also, this just does not fit well in my hands. Maybe it's just the forged plastic, but the disc feels a little bit large. I feel like I have to put it in a different way than maybe I normally hold it for it to be comfortable in my hand. But to me, this is just a mid-range that is mid at the end of the day. It's not really something I am looking to throw. I didn't feel like I could get any kind of consistent shot out of this. Even when I was trying to throw it on a hyzer, I would still end up going to get a lot more turn than I would have wanted. So for me, not really feeling the Supra. And so far, I'm not really feeling any of these discs from Finish Line. And I'm just being honest with you guys. When I threw these discs, I didn't have fun. I didn't really like them. They felt too overstable and then not stable enough. And I don't see how newer players can have success throwing these discs. Maybe they have better form than I do, or they are in a better situation than I was. But for me, these discs are overstable. So they have their purpose. They do. Their purpose is if you are throwing a shot to the left, if you need a tight approach, if you are facing a strong headwind, yeah, sure, I can see throwing all these discs. But other than that, I don't really think they have a whole lot of room in my bag, and I don't really see much utility for them. Now, a different disc I just happened to throw in there was this H3V2 in air plastic by Prodigy. It's like this Spectrum Air. It's only 164 grams, and the flight numbers on it are 11.5, -1.2, and I actually really enjoyed throwing this. I feel like this can go in my bag a lot easier than the Era. I know the flight numbers are somewhat similar, but because of the plastic and the way that this disc also just feels infinitely better in my hand, I feel like I can grip it a lot better. And to me, I could get that turn out of this disc, and it had the stability of that high-speed driver to always come back, and that felt fantastic to me, where I knew with the Era, I had to absolutely crank it to any kind of turn. And if you want to throw this disc on hyzer, you can throw it on hyzer because it's a driver. So to me, I like throwing that more than the Era. Overall, when I leave this review, I'm not a fan of Finish Line discs. Maybe you are a fan, but to me, I don't really see the utility. Out of the box, it's not that great. And based on what I'm hearing with their plastic, it's going to take a long time to beat them in. And so you're, to me, just looking at a situation where you have overstable. And if that's what you're looking for, then that's it. But to me, if you're looking for a workhorse, I don't think any of these discs are for you. I don't think there's a lot of unique shots out there with these discs. I think you only have a handful of select shots you can throw these on that it would make sense. So for me, I don't really see myself going forward buying any of these discs. Maybe you will, and if you are, you have them and you disagree with this, let me know in the comment section. I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on that. If you enjoyed this video, let me know by leaving a like rating or hitting us up on Instagram or TikTok at Chain Clankers Disc Golf. And if you want to see more like this, like I said, let me know, and we will see you guys next week.